Welcome back. A tremendous Friday to you. We start our third and final hour. My name is Jim Rome. Nice to be here. Nice to have you here. Nice to be doing this. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. San Diego State is good, really good. Maybe Final Four good. Their head coach, Brian Dutcher, is going to join me momentarily. Heads up to you, Hawk. Jeff in SoCal tweets, I was at the Riv this morning. Multiple children there having meltdowns. Hawk is in for a disaster of a Saturday. May I have to just go back just to watch the Hawk family outing? Oh, I would. If you're there, Drew, I would go just to see Hawk and his three-year-old and his one-year-old and how they're going to conduct themselves on the course. Now, the good news is his idol might not make it to Saturday. We'll find out. As promised, we're joined right now by the head coach at San Diego State, third season as Aztecs head coach. He led San Diego State to the Mountain West tournament title in 2018, led the Aztecs to the Mountain West regular season title already this year. San Diego State is 25-0. They are the last undefeated team in the country. They're number four in both polls. They're at Boise State on Sunday. In fact, that game is right here on CBS Sports Network, Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Brian Dutcher is my guest. Brian, great to have you on. How are you?
Thanks for having me back, Jim. I'm great.
Good to have you back, Brian.
25-0 and living in San Diego. Life's good.
My man, you are living in San Diego and you are undefeated, so life is great. Tuesday night, you beat New Mexico 82-59 to win the Mountain West, as I mentioned. Brian, it seems to me, it feels completely surreal to me where I'm sitting for you to clinch a regular season title in the middle of February. Does it feel kind of surreal to you or does it feel pretty normal?
Surreal, because the hardest thing to do is win a regular season conference title. You know, anyone can get hot at conference tournament time, and we've done that. But to endure over the last couple of months and to clinch the title with four to go is a great feeling.
All right, so how much did it mean to you to not only clinch, but to clinch it at home?
It's great. We have the best environment on the West Coast. Us, Arizona and Gonzaga, have great environments, and the building's been full. It's been electric. And the game before this, we retired Kawhi's jersey, put it up in the rafters, and had a full house for that. And so it's just been a real celebration on the campus.
So, Brent, for those who missed that, what was that moment like to put that number up in the rafters, given what he's been to the program?
He's been incredible, and it was great having there, along with the whole Clipper team. Doc Rivers, Ballmer was there, and we had the whole crew there to celebrate Kawhi's jersey raising, and then to beat a very good Utah State, to come from behind at halftime and win the game. It was just a great night on campus.
They are a good team, Utah State. Brian Dutcher joining us. You know, it seemed like it would be pretty easy. Going back to New Mexico, it seems like it was pretty easy. If you didn't see the game, you win at 82-59. But the fact is, you were up two on them at halftime. And as Matt Mitchell said, quote, we definitely went into the locker room and as a team told each other we needed to pick it up and be better, end quote. Then you go out and you outscore New Mexico 47-26 in the second half. How pleased were you with the way the guys stepped up on both ends after halftime?
Really happy with our performance, Jim. And obviously, it's always easier at home. You know, we'll see how we respond again if we get down on the road. And we have a couple hard road games left, obviously. But I like the way we responded at home. We play the game the right way. We share the ball. We defend at a high level. And the kids really care about each other. And I say there's metrics for offense, there's metrics for defense, but there's no metric for chemistry, and that might be our greatest strength.
I really like that. There's no metrics for chemistry. So how do you go about measuring it if there is no metrics for it, and how do you build it and develop it?
You know, coaches always are famous for doing team building, and we're no different. But you can't build something that's not there. If kids don't like each other, if there's friction, you can try to make it better, but you can never mend it completely. This team genuinely likes each other. They all love basketball. They're gym rats. And they've all sacrificed part of their games for the good of the team, and that's what's made us special this year.
Brian Dutcher joining us. You know what's interesting to me is you can't – I know you don't want to take all the credit for the chemistry, but at the same time, this roster did not just come about accidentally. The story goes that you had noticed a pattern where the team would get off to a tough start early in the season but be really good late, so you decide to set about making the team older by connecting with veteran transfers. How did you go about developing that plan?
Well, we had five freshmen and three sophomores in the lineup the year before, and we played good basketball late and lost in the conference championship. But as a non-Power 5 school, you have to have an early resume or you have no chance unless you win the conference tournament. And so we got older. We stayed older. I had a 2 fifth-year seniors. I had a fourth-year junior, Malachi Flynn, sitting. And I just thought being older gave us the best chance to win early games, which we did, and then the winning continued into the conference.
Okay, so older is older, but older is not necessarily better, not per se. So how do you go about evaluating potential transfers and identifying the guys who might be good fits for what you're looking to do?
I think K.J. Fagan's a perfect example. He was a 18-point-a-game scorer at Santa Clara, and we brought him in, and we knew Malachi was going to be a great scorer. But K.J. said, "Coach, I've always wanted to be more of a point guard. I don't want to have the burden of having to score every time I touch the ball." And so just that comment registered in to me that he wanted to win more than he wanted to score. And so you have to peel the onion, as Coach Fisher used to say. You have to find out what's inside and what they're about. It just can't be talent. It has to be a willingness to sacrifice to win.
Brian Dutcher joining us. You mentioned Malachi a couple of times. I'm going to go back to that. But to what you just said, obviously you want talent. You need talent. But how much of this is about finding guys with grit and toughness who just love basketball, who will put in the work?
It's what they do away from you, Jim, that makes you great. You know, when we get them on the floor for an hour and 15 minutes, you know, we can put them in situations to be good, but they have to make the plays. It's always players that make plays. Coaches put them in situations, and they determine how good you're going to be by their willingness to make the right play. And this team has worked hard away from us. They're in the gym all the time. They love basketball. And when I get them on the floor, they're willing to sacrifice part of their game for the good of the team.
And Brian, you're the second coach to say that this week, that you only get guys for an hour or two, maybe in the pros, 2 to 3 hours a day. So it's the other 22 hours away that determine the quality of the 2 to 3 hours where you have them. So you're the second person in like 3 days to say that on the program. And then if you go back to Malachi, you and I talked about him earlier this season. He had 15 on Tuesday. He's on the Naismith Trophy midseason team. When he first arrived, did you know how special he might be?
Yeah, we knew he was very good. Obviously, we played him when he was at Washington State, and he put 25 on us. So we knew firsthand how good he was. And I never valued his playmaking ability. When we went to recruit him, I knew he could score, and then I watched tape on him. I was going to show him what a great playmaker I was going to make him, and then I watched the tape. I already saw he was a playmaker. And so that's the best thing about Malachi. He doesn't have to score to impact the game. You'll look up, and he'll be 3-1 assisted turnovers. He'll have 6 rebounds. He'll have 2 steals. And then when it's time to score, to turn it up, he'll turn his game up. So he's not out there hunting shots. He's out there hunting wins.
San Diego State is the last undefeated team in the country. They're at Boise State on Sunday. That game is right here on CBS Sports Network, 4 p.m. Eastern. Brian Dutcher, my guest. So, Brian, you've got a chance to make more history in a number of ways, including finishing off an undefeated regular season. Is it something that you talk about and embrace, or is that like talking during a no-hitter and you do not want to jinx it so you don't do it?
You know, Jim, I've tried to set many goals. I think goals are important. And so we had 5 games in 10 or 11 days. I said, let's win all 5 of those. And then we had 5 games the whole month of December. I said, the goal is to win 5 games in December. And then when we won 20 in a row, 21 in a row, I told the team, 21 in a row doesn't hang a banner. We have to hang a banner to validate it. And so we hung the banner with 4 to go. And so now the saying is, let's get greedy. Let's go for 4 more. Let's go for perfection. Now, it's easy to say, and it's going to be hard to do. But now the goal is just the next 4 games is our goal. Let's find a way to win the first one and get greedy and win 4 more.
And Brian, before I let you go, let me go back to Matt Mitchell for a minute, because in the second half of that game against New Mexico, he scored his 1,000th career point. That's obviously a big milestone. What did that moment mean to you, and what's it say about what he's meant to the program?
I think it changes the direction of the conversation. We talk about transfers, transfers, transfers. Here's Matt Mitchell, a guy who's been in the program 3 years, that's gotten better every year, that's developed here, that's put his work in, and to see him reach 1,000 points was fantastic. And also see him hang his second banner here at San Diego State is even better. So Matt's a program guy, much like Jordan Shackle, guys that have been here for their careers and have benefited greatly, as individual players, but also as winners.
So one last thing. I like this story a lot. For instance, I had Bob Myers on the show yesterday. He was talking about how one of the things he's learned from this season is the importance of what he called sweeping the corners, you know, taking care of all the little things that might be overlooked when you're having success. Seth Davis had a story about how you were watching your guys stretch before practice, and guys were not in rhythm with it. Some were cutting corners. What was your reaction when you saw that?
I just tell them, they don't pay me to watch the big things. They pay me to watch all the little things, because the little things determine if you're going to be good or not. Most people think it's all the grandiose, hey, what offense are you running, this and that. It's as small as, are you paying attention to detail to everything? And it's the little things that make the difference in your season.
Interesting. San Diego State won the Mountain West regular season title already this year. They are number four in both polls. And once again, they're at Boise State on Sunday on CBS Sports Network. Brian, great to have you back. Thank you so much. And looking forward to seeing how the rest of the year goes.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
You got it, Brian. Thanks for doing it. Brian Dutcher, the last undefeated team. Undefeated team, I should say, in America. 25-0. They are number four in both polls. Seems kind of ridiculous to say, but do not sleep on San Diego State. They've got some upperclassmen, great chemistry. Malachi Flynn, Matt Mitchell, really good defensive team. They take care of their business at home. A lot of depth, well-coached, hungry, detail-oriented team. I like them a lot. It's a team to watch. All right, when we come back, I've got an open segment for you. What do you want to talk about? A couple of guys on hold who want to do parodies. One of them is good at it half the time. One of them is generally not good at it ever. Would I take either one of those calls? May talk some more golf. I know I've hit that pretty hard. Maybe I'm sensitive to it because somebody hit me up about a week or two ago with an email saying, you know, Rome, you really should talk more golf on this show. And I took a lot of offense to that. Like, if you look at the mainstream media, nobody talks more golf than I do. So I may actually talk a little more golf. You know what I want to do when I come back, though? I want to talk about the podcast episode that's up right now with Kyle Long. That's really good stuff. I'll hit that. I've got an ATP coming up. I've got a WTW coming up. I already gave you my personal telephone number. Use it and stay tuned.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Wherever work gets done, Grainger is there with the industrial supplies, safety products, and time-saving services that you need to keep your business running smoothly. See for yourself when you visit Grainger.com. Grainger is for the ones who get it done. All right, so let me talk about podcast episode 116. I've never started a podcast promo or a recap or a preview with a tweet, let alone two of them. But after the conversation I had with recently retired Chicago Bear Kyle Long a couple of days back, I am going to. Kevin Smith crushed Ep 116 on Wednesday and quickly thumbed out, quote, just listened to the pod with Kyle Long on my commute home. That may be my favorite one ever. What a cool dude. May Tay also wrote on Twitter, coolest, most real guy from day one that the Bears had, end quote. I think that's going to be a theme after you all go find this episode, because Kyle Long is definitely one of the coolest, realest dudes you're going to find. He put that all out there for 45 minutes on the podcast this week. A guy who hung it up back in January after 7 years in the NFL playing O-line for the Bears. And he laid out exactly why at the age of 31 he decided to walk away. Not just from the Bears, because the writing was on the wall, but he had other opportunities, but why it was so important to him to be a Bear for life.
The first step in figuring out who I am and figuring out what I want to be was really getting out of the relationship with football. It's almost like a breakup, like I've been dumped by the game of football, when in reality, maybe I sought the therapy I needed, and I was like, hey, I need out of this relationship. It's been great, but there's other things in my life that I can pursue. Early in my career, I found that the city of Chicago was different than a lot of cities I've been in. Now, granted, I've never played professional sports in other cities, but I can only speak to the backyard that I know, and that's Chicago, and they've embraced me with open arms since day one. I would never think about playing for another team, and I think it's more about life after football. You'd be an idiot if you got out of the Chicago market. And I understand you got to go get your bread, but it was never really about the bread for me. I was out for respect, and I think I earned it early on, and I can walk away with good sleep there. The Bears are loyal to me because they didn't cut me. They kept me on the roster for numerous years when I was lame duck, essentially. I never gave myself a chance to get healthy. I just always wanted to be on the field. It's the NFL. It's a bottom-line business. There's big money involved, and dependability is the best ability. I didn't have it, so therein lies the problem, Jim.
Kyle Long. I mean, just listen to that answer. 45 minutes of that kind of conversation and content. I mean, that was so interesting and so good and so real and so honest on every level. So he said, if you played in this market, you'd have to be an idiot to go chase the bread. He goes, I get chasing the bread. I think what he's trying to say is they love me. They embrace me. It'll always be that way unless I go someplace else. And why would I give up the rest of my life for 1 or 2 years, maybe someplace else, when I can always come back to Chicago and they'll always love me? That's smart. So it's not like he didn't want to keep playing. I think that he could have kept playing, but he knew that he couldn't play at the level that he wanted to play. So he didn't just go chase the bread. He wants to leave the game the way he came in, as a Chicago Bear, which means playing for one team for his entire career was obviously very important to him. So now he's out of the game. Now he's out of the game, living his life to the fullest. The structure of the NFL is gone, which can jack some guys up. And you got to find your identity and you have to find your purpose. And a lot of guys have a lot of time on their hands and they don't know what to do with it. That's not Kyle. He's already figuring it out. He travels, he cruises around on dirt bikes, he goes to big time races. And he told me his lust for life started way back when he was a kid and not right when he retired.
I had an inkling early on that I wanted to live life and not be constrained by structure. I'm the ADD kid that wants to go play outside during class, and when everybody else is outside during class, I probably want to go inside and draw on the board. Like, there's always something else I want to be doing. So when I'm working at Jack Surfboards in 2010 and I'm trying to be a skateboard kid in Southern California, I didn't really have any plans. I was just kind of living and enjoying being on the peninsula in Newport Beach, which is not a bad spot for a 19-year-old kid.
When you were at Jack's, were you murdering chronic tacos at lunch?
I was murdering chronic everything in Southern California. No, honestly, chronic tacos, I think Wee Man from Jackass was the main owner of that. So we supported Jackass as youth, so we would eat chronic tacos whenever we could. The fish tacos there are delicious.
I mentioned to him also during the podcast without giving it up that Logan, my son, also murders everything at Chronic Tacos. He was there last night after baseball. Used to be like when we had league, or I should say travel ball, it was always Subway, 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 Subway. Like, find the Subway. Now Logan's like Chronic Tacos, Chronic Tacos. So one of the guys that Kyle Long knows pretty well, better than most, is a source of immense fascination to the entire nation. Cuddy, Jay Cutler, they were teammates in Chicago. And Cuddy is a source of great fascination to really the rest of the planet, football or non-football related. So I asked Kyle if Jay Cutler is anything like the guy the internet portrays him to be and wants him to be.
There's two eras of Jay Cutler. One is as a player, and the other is riding the coattails of his massively successful, awesome wife, Kristen. So when he's on her show, it's an accurate representation of what Jay is like. The guy is great. And, you know, did he sometimes throw it to the wrong team? Yeah. But there was also 50 times a game where he's getting pummeled by D linemen. As athletes, we talk about guys behaving a certain way on campus. And on campus, as you know, is anywhere where there's a camera, anywhere where there's you're in uniform, you're representing the Bears. Now, when you're in the comfort of your own home, or we got the back table at a nice dimly lit bar, guys like Jay are going to be able to feel comfortable and be themselves. Jay's always been great to me and a great teammate. He's a cool guy. I was watching a Charlton Heston movie yesterday, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is a man's man. This is a guy I would want to hang out with and go hit the gym with and grab a beer with. And Cutler's the same kind of way, and I think that's why there is such a affinity to the memes for this younger generation. They love the guy.
Damn. Kyle Long is amazing. He said, I was watching a movie about Charlton Heston, and he's a man's man and the kind of guy you want to hang out with, have a beer with, hit the gym with. He's a man's man, and Cuddy's the same way. I'd say the same thing about Kyle Long. He's all those things. That's such good stuff on Cuddy. There's even better stuff, potentially, on his former head coach, Matt Nagy. This next thought is rather graphic in nature. You've been warned. Around here, for a lot of you, not for me, but for a lot of you, Nagy is known for one thing. And that's belting out a version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, where he missaid the word peanuts as penis. However, well, let me do this. Before I get to however, if you're not familiar with the clip, here is what it sounded like.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
So there's been an ongoing debate, not with me because I don't give a damn and I'm not in third grade, but a lot of you adults who listen act like you're in third grade. So there's been this ongoing debate on the program. Is it peanuts or penis? Who better to settle that debate than Kyle Long, who played there and played for that coach? Kyle?
You got to be consistent with your pronunciation, and he has never said the word peanut correctly. He says peanuts. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. And for somebody who's around him every day, you don't even bat an eye at that. But for somebody who's hearing him talk for the first time, you say, did he just say penis and Cracker Jacks?
So what you're saying is he didn't misspeak. That's just the way he speaks.
That's the way he speaks.
Now, if I could not pronounce the word peanuts, I ain't going near that song.
He's got two words written on his laminated play card. It's B-U. So he's definitely not going to change the way he pronounces peanuts.
If penis is what came out when it was time to say peanuts, I would not be singing a song about penis.
You know, that's why I'm glad I don't have a strong accent either way.
There you have it. The definitive answer from Kyle Long. He cracks the code. Yes, the coach said what you all thought that he said, but it's the way he always says it because that's how he pronounces that word. Case closed. Don't go there again. Don't bring it up again. The entire podcast with Kyle Long is as good as the clips I just played. We talk about Kobe. We talk about Tariq Cohen accidentally broadcasting Kyle's junk to the entire internet. We talked about his pops, Howie Long, and how I used to interview Howie back in the day and what happened before we came together and became friends. That Howie and I did not start off as friends. That Howie actually wanted to break my face. The only person who loved that story more than me is Kyle, because Kyle told me that his dad played in the, quote, dark ages, well before you could just Google anything that you want to know about somebody. So Kyle loved the story that I told him about his dad. In fact, he thought it was very cool that I was running back some other stories about his dad and some interactions that I had with him. I mean, this is such a good conversation with Kyle Long. Not a lot of questions, just a lot of conversing. A lot of talking. This is why so many people already are digging this episode so much. Make sure you check it out. You're going to love it because you will love Kyle Long. If you have a problem with Kyle Long, you have a problem with yourself. Look in the mirror. It's up now on iTunes, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, JimRome.com. It's pinned at the top of my Twitter feed. This is why I execute that side hustle. That is not a conversation I could ever have on this show. James Kelly loved it, didn't you, dude?
You're right.
That's right.
That's right, big head. So thanks, Kyle Long. Check him out. Dear Romy, bunch of winners on your crew. You've got a pothead, a gambling addict, a sex fiend, and a senior citizen that eats nothing but candy. No wonder Dasmati got the hell out of there. Signed, Casey in New Hampshire. Where Dasmati secretly being builds miniature ships inside bottles guy. That is true. We do have a pothead. We do have a gambling addict. Well, two now. We do have a sex fiend. And we do have a senior citizen that eats nothing but candy. No wonder Dasmati got the hell out of here. Hey, look, Dasmati's not the only guy who got the hell out of here. Others have. And it's worked out for like one of them. Just kidding, y'all. There's been a lot of guys who've gotten the hell out of here. But not Alvin. Alvin has stayed for more than 10 years.
Dude.
Not D-Dub. D-Dub's been here more than 10 years. Not Rit. He's been there like 2 weeks. Chael Jr. got up the hell out of here. Talks to Adam a lot. Dasmati got the hell up out of here. Austin got the hell up out of here. Kyle Brandt got the hell up out of here. Others have. My man Wyatt Ferber got the hell up out of here. Who else? Jay Stu.
Chew it.
Hey, Stu. From me to you. Don't forget about Mark Moda.
Don't forget Mark Moda.
That dude with the ponytail got up out of here. Of course, yeah, right? Of course, yeah, but you know what, though, Hawk? When my alarm went off this morning, I went to grab for it, and I knocked it on the ground. This one fell off, too. They all do. Don't forget about Mark Moda.
Don't forget Mark Moda.
When we return, the all-important ATP, the all-important WTW, the all-important HC, all of that coming up. Huge call, Hawk. All of that coming up. I'm checking the cut line at the Genesis Invitational and where the cat is. How about this? You'll like this, big head. We have to make a decision who we are going to breed Gidget Girl back to, and we have to make that decision today. It is breeding season in Kentucky. It is going to be Fast Anna. We're going to breed back to Fast Anna. Gidgetta is a Fast Anna. Nobody really knows what I'm talking about except for the horse people. James Kelly does. We came down to two. Flight deck. ATH legend tweets, Kyle Long is such an unselfish guy. Very clear way of looking at his career and life after football. I cannot wait to listen to the podcast. Oh, it's a good one. You're going to love it. He is really unselfish. There's a reason why they all loved him in Chicago as much as they did. Let's go to the ATP. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices. Excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Hi, Jim. If you couldn't be Jim Rome, who would you be? Please answer this. Regards, Bella B. The queen is back to regain and reclaim her throne.
I love when you talk.
Okay. If you couldn't be Jim Rome, who would you be? That's easy. Jake Rome. In fact, I'd rather be my kid than me. He's young. He's got the benefit of an amazing childhood and the fruits of all my labor. Not only would I rather be him if I could be anybody other than me, I'd just rather be him because of all I've done for him. And if there's somebody other than Jake Rome that I'd rather be other than Jim Rome, it's Logan Rome.
Logan Lowe.
Because he's even younger. and he gets down with Connor. And I let him eat my martini olives at a young age. My old man wasn't doing that for me. Can I tell you, I didn't have my first beer with my dad until I was 30. I know that sounds like bullcrap. That literally is true. Like, I didn't live in that house where I had beers at home with my parents, like some kids. Like, there was none of that going on. I literally did not have a beer with my... It's so weird. I don't even know why that is. I kind of like... I went away to college. I didn't come home much. And then I just kind of went out and did my own thing in the world. I don't know how to explain that. It's true, though. I did not have a beer with my dad until he got sick and he was 30. Yet Logan has been eating my olives out of my martini since he was like 11. And I've told you the story. He can distinguish between different types of gin at that young age by the olive alone. So if I could be anybody other than Jim Rome, it would be Jake Rome. And if I could be anybody other than Jake Rome, it would be Logan Rome. That's easy. Welcome back. The
Logan
Queen.
Rome.
She reclaims her throne. Here's a bonus. Hi, Jim. What is the one thing you and Adam Hawk have in common? Thanks. Bella B in Calgary. Dude, nothing. Not one thing. We pull a paycheck from the same company. You know what? I hate to admit it. We're both cat guys. We're both cat guys. I would never get an ink of Cody the Ragdoll Cat, but I love Cody the Ragdoll Cat. Let's do it, Alvin. What do you got?
Right?
I see cat, mate. Welcome to the jungle. What's going on? A tremendous Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope your week's off to a good start. Nice to have you here. Lots to get done. Going to be a good day. Do you remember when pretty much nobody gave Dominic Reyes a chance? Because I do. It was just Friday. And then Saturday happened.
And still!
Reyes fought an amazing fight. The former IT guy damn near beat the UFC champ.
My son at the beach house.
My new beach house.
Thinks the fix is in or something.
If ever there was a fight screaming for an immediate rematch, that's the one.
One of the judges had it 49-46. I might want to have a word with you.
He is Kevin Ioli.
I'll tell you what. I mean, the Texas commission in general is just terrible, Jim. I don't say this lightly. Like, he did not know what he was watching.
Yes, sir!
I'm going to need at least one more week of the Battle Hawks and the Roughnecks before I give you my final answer. And back to the original scramble. The guys were separating their shoulders. Now that was good TV.
Email.
Can I sleep at Connor's house?
Connor.
Is teenage
Connor.
Code for can I smoke weed and party all night with girls? The kid did come back wearing the same suit that he was wearing 24 hours later.
And the Academy
Maybe
Award.
You stop with all the musical performances. If you've ever seen the Grammys, they don't stop that show every 10 minutes to start showing full-length movies. The IT guy got an issue with the monitor behind my back. Ready? Stop. No whammies. Stop. It worked. You're messing with me. I like it. Sharon, way to go. Alvy just hit me with the Rich Ackerman bomb of the hour. I'm like, right, Alvin, it's 11:20. D. Celestino's on talk back from New York. Alvin, we're in the first segment. He's going to stomp you. Tyler Hale is going to tear you up.
Awkward crime.
I respect the hell out of you. I'm going to miss that guy in SoCal.
90 yards.
Touchdown.
Train home,
good, clean family smack. I love
that
it.
Gummit.
What's your beef?
This mom hollers at me.
Rap, you gotta call it both ways. Lady, we're 45 seconds into the game.
I'm getting food. What do you want? She goes, I want nothing. When I get home, she eats all my freaking food.
Everybody with a fast car motorcycle always revs their engine. Why? Nobody cares.
And for $25, the zoo will take not a roach, but an actual rat. They'll name a rat after your ex and feed it to a snake.
Eat it,
Every other zoo in the world. Man, step your game up because you're all looking up at the San Antonio Zoo. Tom Izzo, my guest, he'll call teammates out when he has to, like when he got on Gabe Brown for not boxing out during the Michigan game.
Boy, I tell you what I love about you, you get in depth in everything you do, and to know that is pretty good.
Just getting back to myself, a good asshole.
He's much better when he's, quote, a good a-hole. And if you're going to be a good a-hole, you may as well be a great a-hole.
Oh, a push.
Sorry, takers. Trust the bleeping process.
Trust the process?
Trust it.
Are you a $40 million quarterback?
You tell me.
Are you?
I'm
at translate
you.
That
You're
for you. Hell yes. I'm a $40 million quarterback. I'm sure as hell not going to sit here and say that I'm not a $40 million quarterback.
You have the recording.
Yes.
You have the tape.
I don't have the tape.
You're a liar.
fire.
Yeah, 20 minutes earlier, you said you had the tape. You're drunk on pizza and garlic butter. Clear your head, clear your skin, and stop saying my man Mark Shapiro should be in jail.
You know, pizza's actually very nutritious. Very
stop saying that, too. Mike Krzyzewski joining us. Kobe, of course, was one of your players.
I hardly ever bring him up to my upstairs office. It's like a museum. And I brought out pictures. I said, you know, I lost one of my players. And you guys are my players.
We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
That's incredible. Oh, we'll leave it at that. Oh, okay, Jim. If you say so, all this time to come up with something, ownership, accountability, to get ready for a presser, and that's what you come up with. I think I'll leave it at that.
When I showed him who the goodest friend is, Jim, I made a life-size papier-mâché version of you, Jim.
16 clubs, 7 different brands, stupid putter, a shrink-wrapped 8, the wrong head cover for his 20-year-old $7 driver, 4 irons, and a ladies' club. You cannot be sitting in a Florida parking lot with your sweats around your ankles and say, oh, my bad, and act like we're all just going to move on with our lives. You should have been at the team facility working on your game and not in some random parking lot rubbing it out. What the hell is the matter with you anyway, Reese?
Penis man.
Pancake Friday!
Lobster enchilada.
Jim Crane. Total horse's ass. Anyway.
Adam Carolla is my guest.
I just feel like I'm working every weekend. I'm like in contact with everybody all the time. I need to go just jump in a frozen lake.
She does not like Tiger Woods one bit.
But you're going to take her on Valentine's Day weekend to Rib.
Absolutely. Because I need to go to Rib.
Did you get down? Did you bet the XFL?
Yes, on DC. I hit it. I won. Cardinals.
Brian Dutcher.
Thanks for having me back, Jim. I'm great.
Good to have you back, 25-0
and living in San Diego. Life's good.
Eventually.
Outro.
Who are
show you his balls? And
he said balls.
You know, I got
1,000.
We'll leave it at that.
It's always not just a pleasure, it's an honor to be on the best show.
Good night now.
Did you hear that? Mike Krzyzewski said it's not just an honor, but a pleasure to be on the best show. It is an absolute honor, Coach K, to have you on the best show. Huge call sponsored by Eno, the Capital One assistant. It catches things that might look wrong with your credit card and then sends an alert to your phone to help you fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. What's in your wallet?
Thank you,
Capital.
Jim, and
Capital.com for details. Were you going to say something, Alvin?
Thank you, Jim, and keep up the great work. It's always not just a pleasure, it's an honor to be on the best show.
I can't tell you how much this show relationship with Mike Krzyzewski means to me and the brand. I love having Coach K on. He came on this week, the day of his 73rd birthday. My thanks to Dennis Dodd, who was out here on vacation and went to Javier's, and they murdered it. He said it was amazing. He and, quote, Mrs. Dodd. Adam Carolla was awesome. His documentary is Uppity, the Willie T. Rib story. Look for it on Netflix. Brian Dutcher is the head coach at San Diego State. They are the last unbeaten team in America. They are in action on CBS Sports Network this weekend. Adam Hawk is insisting on going to Riv on Saturday. James Kelly, also a valued member of the XR4TI, he hit the XFL. Alvin DeLauro did not say anything regrettable today on the show. Good job. Ritt is addicted to sugar. D-Dub's a legend. Chris and Erica booking like crazy. Everybody have an amazing weekend. See you Monday. I'm out.